A record number of 4-H'ers and their families drove to Stafford for the 2022 Kansas 4-H Wheat Expo on August 4th to show off exhibits, test their judging skills, and learn more about the local agricultural industry. The one-day event was sponsored by Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Wheat Alliance, and K-State Department of Grain Science and Industry, and many partners from across the state. The event was just $6 to attend, with the Market Wheat Show open to all 4-H and FFA members. This year's 56 youth participants brought 96 entries in categories: 1-quart jars of clean wheat, yeast rolls, cookies, muffins, wheat photography, and wheat educational displays. A particular note, the event included displays on youth-led wheat variety plots and their related research. Youth could also submit bin run samples from a 4-H wheat test plot or adopt a producer plot to the Kansas State University Milling and Baking Laboratory for analysis and judging. In addition to the exhibits, all participants could practice their judging skills by ranking a class as a wheat, bread, and photography, as well as identifying common weeds. A separate judging contest followed with the Kansas State Fair rules for crop judging, exposing many younger participants to this contest. At the end of the day, judges for each category awarded not only ribbons, but also provided oral comments on each category, helping participants improve their projects for next year. In addition to exhibits and judging contests, the event featured 3 tours of local agriculture. In the field, where crew was hand-picking watermelons, Osborne Fruit and Vegetables detailed the mechanics of their operations that sells cantaloupe, watermelon, and pumpkins directly to Walmart. The family starts all their own seeds before planting them in a field. Drip irrigation keeps the plants growing throughout the year, but all of the final product is picked by hand and delivered someday to the store. Further down the road, Spare Farms markets vegetables to farmers markets in surrounding areas. Owner Tim and his mother do all the picking on the operation, which is very labor-intensive. Adding high tunnels has helped the family produce food for market almost all year round. The combination of the hands-on tours, interactive judging, showcasing wheat-focused exhibits, and meeting other 4-H and FFA members across the state made for a highly successful and educational event in Stafford. The Kansas 4-H Wheat Expo rotates locations across the state, giving participants even more reason to return each year. Watch the Kansas 4-H website, www.kansas4h.org, for more information on next year's event. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.